Super 70s? I'm fed up with the BBC constantly referring to the 1970s as grim. It wasn't like this at all. My great-grandfather used to eke out a living in the pre-war years in Bristol selling stores to ships on the river, while his sister-in-law was forced to live in a caravan on a fairground site, or be in the workhouse. That was the 1930s, with workers being told to know their place. In the 1970s, on the contrary, the unions had the bosses by the short and curlies. In 1980 I obtained an apprenticeship at Rolls-Royce, who offered free training. This was gained by the unions, as previously you had to put up £100 to be an apprentice, out of your own pocket. The 70s were good years for the poor compared to today, and there was nothing wrong with being down the pit, on the docks, or in a factory, which put hard cash in your pocket. I have complained to the BBC about its constant decrying of this decade and the unions. The specific complaint was about the Coast program. The presenter had said that the unions manipulated their workers into strikes. I pointed out that this was complete fantasy, as before the unions and the National Dock Labor Board, workers had to stand in a cage and be picked for work. The woman at BBC Complaints, who lived in Scotland, said the system of zero-hour work is reminiscent of that era. McCommies, Bristol,